so much for joining us today, and welcome to the Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. I'm Lisa Crown, and today I'm going to be talking to you about Let It Go, one of my favorite segments that I have and that I do and that I share with my clients. I want to share with you. Here's the thing. Have you ever found in your life at some point in time that you've gotten yourself in a bad situation, or you were in a bad breakup, or you lost a client, or lost an account, or maybe even lost your job? What about just losing money in general, being in that situation? Maybe you have issues with your children, or issues with a spouse. What about a falling out with a friend? Ever had that experience? What about made a bad decision, right? I have. Anyone else out there made a bad decision? Has anyone dropped the ball? You know, dropped the ball, letting down your clients or letting down your team. Have anyone listening out there made a mistake? Anybody? I can't be the only person. Have you ever made a mistake before? Have you ever not reached your goals? I mean, you know, the list goes on, right? How many times have you been in a situation that haunts you, that you wear every day on your body? It's almost a part of your clothes. It's in your world so much. You're either talking about it, thinking about it, dreaming about it, praying about it. It's completely consumed your world. It's amazing how much it takes up in your brain, these things that you are mustering over or thinking about that you gotta let go. That's what it all comes down to. At the end of the day, you gotta let it go. The only real time we have right now is this moment, right now. And you're listening to me. So thank you so much. This is it. So to hang on to something and let it rent space in your brain and bring you down or consume you or, you know, flare up your fears or your doubts or overthink in your brain does not allow you to be free to get out there and live the life and have the abundance and have good, happy energy in life. In your world, you don't, because you're too consumed. I can't tell you how many people I coach that have a story like this. In fact, I coached a girl one time who told me my husband had an affair, but we've been together for over 20 years and I love him more than anything in the world. And we have, you know, children together. And at the end of the day, I don't want to let him go. But what do? I hate him. I love him and I hate him. And straight up, I said, have you ever watched the movie Frozen? She said, I have. I said, you know, the character Elsa? She said, I do. I said, what song does she sing? She said, Let It Go. I said, exactly. Exactly. I said, if I were you, I would go buy yourself a little Elsa doll or an Elsa sticker or print it on the computer and put it in your whereabouts. In fact, I told her, go get a bracelet. Have the bracelet say on your wrist every day, let it go. Because if you're going to choose to stay, you have to let it go. You made your choice and she wants to stay. Great. Then the fact that you're fighting over it and you keep bringing it up and you show sad face and you're, you know, rolling over the other way in bed and just disconnected, it's not fair. You know, you have like one leg in each one of the answers. Make a decision. And if you did, good for you. Then the other half of it, you got to let go. And that is true. And if you're not, then leave. And then let it go. See what I mean? Like, let it go is part of either decision. It is time to move on. Holding on to this stuff, it'll kill you, you guys. I'm telling you, you wonder why people get, you know, diseases or on antidepressants or, you know, really just having overall hard time in life is they're hanging on to so much unnecessary stuff that doesn't serve them. 100% why. And if you can figure out a way, and, you know, the truth of the matter is, if you could really wrap your head around the process of letting go, you're going to win. You're going to let it go and it's going to be great. I've been in situations in my life where I struggled for a really long time hanging on to stuff and I watched it hurt me and upset me and I didn't live the days happy, you know, regardless if it wasn't on my forefront, it was maybe just situations that happened. It was debilitating. if I could look back to myself back those days when I went through a hard time, I would say, Lisa, let it go. You're renting space in your brain that you don't need. I would say, Lisa, let it go. It doesn't serve you, not one piece of it. Lisa, let it go. It's an anchor in your lifeboat. Why? Cut the rope. Let's get going. And I would say, Lisa, let it go. Today is a new day. Today is the present moment, and that's the space you should be living in. Because honestly, what happened a minute ago and back, what can we really do about it? It's done. Truly. I think, here I go again, bringing it up. What do you want? So at the end of the day, this is what I have to say. What are you dealing with? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? What are you beating yourself up over? Or what are you being the victim over? Or what has brought you down and rocked your world? Whatever it is, let it go. Bye. Say bye. And to help, just like the advice I gave to my client, I have it myself. I have my own little Elsa doll. She sits on my couch in my room. I have a little couch there and she sits on it every single day because all she does is reminds me that I got to let things go and it helps. And get a let it go bracelet if you need it. Remind yourself about what your want has to be greater than any of those laundry list of things I said could be wrong. Your want of happiness, your want of joy, your want of peace. So to me, it's a no-brainer. Right now, make a decision today. I'm going to let it go. And every time it rears its head into your brain, into your heart, into a moment that you're experiencing, you got to say to yourself, wait, I'm going to let it go. Okay, I'm going to let it go. Put your hand in the air and wave it. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that's my Let It Go segment. I hope you enjoyed it. If you know someone out there that needs to let something go, you might want to have them listen to this podcast. Please check me out on Get Real with Lisa Crown, private Facebook page. Please friend me there or on Instagram at Coach Elsie, and that's E-L-S-E-E. And I'd love to connect with you there as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, let it go. DJ, kick us off something that's going to help us get our minds right and letting things go that we can't control. Thank you.